From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Fertility treatments in Alabama are in limbo. In February, the state Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos are considered children. Then the state passed a law meant to protect IVF. But as the Gulf States Newsroom's Drew Hawkins reports, some worry the protections may not hold.
Gabby Price is off work on Fridays, so that means it's time for laundry. Loads and loads of laundry. She and her husband live in a small camper. It's parked on a family member's rural land in Moody, Alabama. They both come from big families and dream of having their own someday. But Price found out she has a condition that could crush that dream.
The doctor's exact words to me were, "You are going to have a really difficult time conceiving, even with medical intervention."
So they sold the home they used to own and moved into this camper to pay for fertility treatments. And they've tried almost everything.
The ovulation test, home remedies, medicated cycles, two IUIs, seed cycling, and these types of things.
They've been spending thousands of dollars. And after almost 2 years of treatments, Price got pregnant. But she had a miscarriage just a month later.
There was just so much physical and mental anguish that I wasn't prepared for.
After her miscarriage, Price met with her doctor, and she decided to try IVF, even though it would cost more than $15,000. Just before she was set to start, the Alabama Supreme Court ruled that fertilized embryos have the same rights as children. IVF treatments across the state shut down. Patients and doctors flocked to the legislature to demand action, including Price.
I actually ran into my doctor at the state house. We all went to the state house to talk to our senators, our representatives.
Many clinics resumed treatments after Alabama passed a law that protects IVF providers from prosecution. But Price is still worried. If procedures were paused again, she says she doesn't have enough money to travel out of state for treatments.
It is a little bit terrifying for me, and even a little bit further than when discussing IVF, is that there are a lot of us, patients, doctors alike, that are really worried about how far this is going to go.
Advocates say she's right to be worried. The underlying court ruling that frozen embryos have the same rights as a person is still the law of the land.
Yeah, personhood comes with tremendous consequences.
Michelle Colon is with Shiro Mississippi, a reproductive justice organization. For years, she and others have been warning that efforts to ban abortion could put IVF at risk.
Our side was the one that brought up and said, wait a minute, this particular agenda, so to speak, or strategy has unintended consequences.
After the Alabama Supreme Court ruling, politicians found themselves under pressure to save IVF. But Republicans still wanted to keep personhood intact. Here's Republican Representative Mark Gidley arguing that frozen embryos should still be considered children.
It's a life. It's taking on a life. It's growing. It's living. It's a living being. It just needs to be implanted so it can continue to grow.
Former U.S. Senator from Alabama Doug Jones is intimately familiar with Alabama state politics. He saw personhood come up during debates around abortion, back when Roe v. Wade was in place.
They want to send a political message that is the right political message for them in the moment, and they don't have any thought to the potential consequences of what would happen.
Consequences like access to IVF. And Jones does not mince words when talking about the most conservative Republicans in Alabama.
I think most of them really believe that. It really shows you how dumb some of these legislators are.
Jones also says he's skeptical about whether the law protecting IVF will be enough.
I'm not sure that the legislation that was passed to try to fix the IVF issue is anything more than a Band-Aid that somebody's going to rip off at some point in a lawsuit.
Gabby Price is paying attention to all of this. She can quote the Supreme Court ruling from memory. But despite all this uncertainty, she isn't letting go of her dream.
We are really at this point just ready to start our family.
IVF is their best hope. But Price knows that the future of her family also lies in the hands of the state. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Drew Hawkins.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.